Delve into a journey through the pages of sacred history as we explore 20 touching moments of forgiveness found in the scriptures. These stories take us from broken hearts to restoration and reconciliation, offering powerful examples of both human and divine capacity to forgive and be forgiven. From the parable of the prodigal son to Jesus' words of forgiveness on the cross, these moments remind us of the importance of forgiveness in our lives and in our relationships with God and others. Prepare to be inspired and moved by these stories of grace and mercy, and to find hope in the transformative power of forgiveness. Moment of Forgiveness 1. Joseph and his brothers. The story of Joseph is one of the most touching narratives of forgiveness in the Bible. Sold as a slave by his own brothers due to jealousy, Joseph faces years of suffering and imprisonment before ascending to a position of power in Egypt. Despite the betrayals and pain, Joseph chooses the path of forgiveness. When his brothers arrive in Egypt seeking food during a famine, Joseph is in a position of power to either seek revenge or forgive. In an act of magnanimity and understanding of divine designs, Joseph reveals his identity and forgives his brothers, saying in Genesis chapter 45, verse 5, "And now, do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." This moment of forgiveness is a testament to the transformative power of love and mercy. Joseph understands that beyond human evil, there is a greater purpose that God can weave through circumstances. His forgiveness not only releases his brothers from guilt, but it also frees him from bitterness, allowing family reconciliation and restoration to flourish. Moment of Forgiveness 2. King David and Mephibosheth. The story of David and Mephibosheth, narrated in 2 of Samuel chapter 9. It is a beautiful example of forgiveness and kindness. Mephibosheth, the grandson of King Saul and son of Jonathan, could have been seen as an enemy by David due to his royal lineage. However, David chooses to honor the friendship and covenant he had with Jonathan, showing mercy and compassion to Mephibosheth. Although Mephibosheth was from the house of Saul, whose kingdom was replaced by David's, King David welcomes him, restores his lands, and invites him to eat at his table as one of his own children. This act of forgiveness and restoration is a testament to the power of loyalty and grace. David not only forgives any past resentment towards the house of Saul, but also elevates Mephibosheth, giving him a place of honor and security. This moment teaches us that forgiveness can transcend vengeance and conflict, leading to reconciliation and peace. David's generosity towards Mephibosheth reflects the mercy that God shows to humanity and challenges us to seek ways to forgive and bless those from whom we might expect to be enemies. Moment of Forgiveness 3. Jesus's forgiveness on the cross. One of the most powerful acts of forgiveness is found in the words of Jesus while he was on the cross. Amid extreme suffering, Jesus looks at those who crucified him and prays, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. This request for forgiveness is not only for his immediate executors, but extends to all humanity, offering redemption and grace. Jesus's forgiveness on the cross is at the heart of the Christian message of reconciliation. Through this act, Jesus demonstrates that God's love and mercy surpass any transgression. This moment teaches us that forgiveness is possible even in the direst circumstances and can bring healing and hope to a broken world. Moment of Forgiveness 4. Jonah and the Ninevites. The story of Jonah is unique in the Bible, highlighting the theme of divine forgiveness on a national scale. Jonah, a reluctant prophet, is sent to Nineveh, a city known for its wickedness, to announce its imminent destruction. However, when the Ninevites sincerely repent, God shows his mercy and forgives the city, averting the proclaimed calamity. This act of forgiveness reflects God's willingness to replace judgment with mercy in face of genuine repentance. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "And God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way." God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. The story of Jonah teaches us that no individual or nation is beyond the reach of God's forgiveness if there is a change of heart. Moment of forgiveness 5. Jesus' forgiveness of the adulterous woman. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, the encounter of Jesus with a woman accused of adultery is narrated. In a time when such an act was punished by death by stoning, Jesus responds to the accusers with an invitation to self-reflection. "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." John chapter 8, verse 7. One by one, the accusers withdraw, leaving the woman alone with Jesus. Jesus then offers her forgiveness and a chance to start afresh, telling her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." John chapter verses 8 to 11. This moment is a powerful example of the liberating forgiveness offered by Jesus. He not only forgives the woman, but also empowers her to change her life. This act of forgiveness emphasizes mercy over judgment and law. It teaches us that forgiveness can be a path to transformation and redemption, and that we all have the capacity to change and receive grace. Moment of forgiveness 6. God's forgiveness of Solomon. The story of Solomon is one of wisdom and downfall, but also of forgiveness. Despite receiving unparalleled wisdom from God and building the temple in Jerusalem, Solomon deviates, allowing his many foreign wives to lead him to worship other gods. This infidelity provokes God's anger, who promises to divide the kingdom after Solomon's death. However, for the love of David, God retains part of the kingdom for Solomon's line, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. This moment of forgiveness shows that although there are consequences for our actions, God is willing to mitigate the punishment and maintain his promise due to his mercy and the righteous actions of the ancestors. It teaches us that God's forgiveness can prevail over justice, offering opportunities for restoration and the continuity of his divine purpose. Moment of forgiveness 7. Peter denying Jesus. The story of Peter, one of the disciples closest to Jesus, is a tale of human failure and divine forgiveness. Before Jesus' crucifixion, Peter, full of confidence, proclaims that he would never deny his master. However, when Jesus is arrested, Peter denies him three times, fulfilling the prediction that Jesus had made. After the resurrection, Jesus does not reprimand Peter for his denial. Instead, in an intimate conversation by the sea, Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him, corresponding to the three denials. With each affirmation of love from Peter, Jesus entrusts him to care for his followers. John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. This act of forgiveness and restored trust is a powerful example of how sincere repentance can rebuild broken relationships and how forgiveness can strengthen our faith and commitment. Moment of forgiveness 8. God's forgiveness of David. King David's life is marked by moments of great faith and serious mistakes. One of his most notorious mistakes was his adultery with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of her husband Uriah. When the prophet Nathan confronts David with his sin, David acknowledges his fault and deeply repents. Despite the severity of his actions, God forgives David, although the consequences of his acts persist. This moment of forgiveness is found in 2 Samuel chapter 12, where David composes Psalm 51, a poetic confession of his sin and a plea for God's mercy. The divine forgiveness towards David does not eliminate the repercussions of his actions, but it does restore his relationship with God and allows him to continue his reign and fulfill God's purposes for Israel. The forgiveness of David teaches us that regardless of the magnitude of our mistakes, sincere repentance opens the door to forgiveness and restoration. It reminds us that God is compassionate and willing to forgive, inviting us to approach Him with contrite hearts. Moment of forgiveness 9, the parable of the prodigal son. The parable of the prodigal son, told by Jesus in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32, is one of the most eloquent stories about forgiveness and reconciliation. In it, a young man asks for his inheritance and leaves home, squandering his fortune on a dissolute life. When he finds himself in misery, he decides to return home, hoping to be treated at least like one of his father's servants. The father's response is a reflection of God's heart towards repentant sinners. Far from rejecting him, the father receives the son with open arms, fine garments, and a great celebration. This moment of forgiveness is a powerful image of God's unconditional love and his joy over the repentance of his children. The parable teaches us that no matter how far we have strayed or distanced ourselves, there is always a way back home to the presence of God. Forgiveness is always available, and the grace of God is sufficient to cover any fault. Moment of forgiveness 10. The forgiveness of the nation of Israel. Throughout biblical history, the nation of Israel experiences cycles of sin, punishment, repentance, and forgiveness. Despite Israel's repeated infidelities, God shows his willingness to forgive and restore his people when they turn back to him with repentant hearts. A clear example of this forgiveness is found in the book of Nehemiah, where the people of Israel confess their sins and those of their ancestors and renew their covenant with God. Despite their past, God forgives Israel and promises to restore them, as reflected in the promises of restoration and blessings throughout the prophets, especially in books like Isaiah and Jeremiah. This moment of forgiveness teaches us about the patience and faithfulness of God. It reminds us that although we face the consequences of our actions, there is always hope for redemption and a new beginning with God. The history of Israel is a testament to God's ability to transform hearts and entire nations through his inexhaustible love and mercy. Moment of forgiveness 11. God's forgiveness to Manasseh. Manasseh was one of the most wicked kings of Judah, known for his idolatries and abominable practices. However, when he was taken into exile and found himself in deep affliction, Manasseh sought God with humility and sincerity. God, in his infinite mercy, heard his plea and forgave him, restoring him to the throne of Judah. This moment, described in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 12 to 13, teaches us that genuine repentance can redeem even the most fallen, and that it is never too late to return to God. Moment of forgiveness 12. Jesus' forgiveness to Peter. After the resurrection, Jesus has a restoring encounter with Peter, who had denied knowing him three times. On the beach, Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him, corresponding to the three denials. With each affirmation of love, Jesus entrusts Peter to take care of his sheep, showing complete forgiveness and renewed trust. This moment, narrated in John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17, is a touching example of how Jesus restores and empowers those who repent. Moment of forgiveness 13. Stephen's forgiveness to his executioners. While Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was being stoned, his last request was an echo of Jesus' forgiveness on the cross. He prays, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them," Acts chapter 7, verse 6. Despite the violence and hatred he faced, Stephen chose to forgive his attackers, demonstrating a grace and unconditional love that can only come from a deep faith in God. Moment of forgiveness 14. God's forgiveness of Jonah. After running away from the mission God had entrusted to him, Jonah is found in the belly of a huge fish. In his despair, he prays to God, and despite his initial disobedience, God forgives him and gives him a second chance to fulfill his prophetic calling. This moment, described in Jonah chapter 2, shows us that God is willing to forgive and restore those who repent, even when they run from his presence. Moment of forgiveness, 15. Jesus' forgiveness of Thomas. Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, doubted Jesus' resurrection until he could see and touch Jesus' wounds for himself. When Jesus appears before Thomas, he does not reprimand him for his disbelief, but offers him the opportunity to believe. This act of understanding and forgiveness towards Thomas is found in John chapter 20, verses 26 to 29, and teaches us that Jesus welcomes our doubts and guides us to a deeper faith. Moment of forgiveness, 16. God's forgiveness of Ahab. Ahab, king of Israel, is known for his wicked deeds and idolatry. However, when Elijah the prophet pronounces judgment against him and his house, Ahab shows sincere repentance, fasting, and wearing sackcloth. God sees his humility and decides not to bring disaster in his time, showing mercy despite Ahab's sins. 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 27 to 29. This moment teaches us that repentance can postpone even the most severe judgments. Moment of forgiveness, 17. Jesus' forgiveness of the thieves on the cross. At the crucifixion, Jesus is hung between two thieves. One of them repents and asks Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. Jesus responds with words of pardon and promise. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 to 43. This exchange shows that, even on the threshold of death, Jesus offers forgiveness and hope of salvation. Moment of forgiveness, 18. God's forgiveness to Nineveh. The story of Nineveh, beyond the tale of Jonah, is also mentioned in the book of Nahum. Although Nineveh was forgiven in the times of Jonah, their eventual return to evil led Nahum to prophesy its destruction. However, God's willingness to forgive Nineveh in the days of Jonah remains a powerful testimony of God's desire to forgive those who repent, regardless of their past. Moment of forgiveness, 19. Jesus' forgiveness to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, whom Jesus had freed from 7 demons, is an example of transformation and forgiveness. Although the specific details of her forgiveness are not narrated, her devotion to Jesus and her presence at crucial moments of his ministry reflect the depth of the forgiveness and the new life she received. Luke chapter 8, verse 2. Moment of forgiveness, 20. Paul's forgiveness to John Mark. Paul initially rejects John Mark as a ministry partner because he had abandoned them on a previous journey. However, later, Paul calls him useful for the ministry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, showing that he has forgiven John Mark and valued his contribution to spreading the gospel. We have traveled a touching path through 20 moments of forgiveness found in the Holy Scriptures. These stories have taken us from betrayal and pain to redemption and restoration, demonstrating the profound ability of forgiveness to heal wounds and restore relationships. Throughout this journey, we have witnessed acts of forgiveness, both human and divine, from forgiveness among siblings to God's forgiveness of our sins. These moments remind us that forgiveness is an act of grace and mercy, and that it frees us from the weight of resentment and bitterness. They inspire us to forgive as we have been forgiven, to seek recon in our relationships, and to live in harmony with our fellow men. They remind us that forgiveness is not only a gift to others, but also to ourselves, as it frees us from the past and allows us to move towards a future of hope and peace. May these stories of forgiveness continue to inspire us and challenge us on our own journey of forgiveness and reconciliation. May we learn to forgive generously, to love unconditionally, and to live in peace with God and with others. Thus we conclude our journey through the 20 moments of forgiveness in the Bible, with the hope that these stories strengthen us in our faith and guide us towards a life of grace and compassion.